Tide folks know Atlanta well. They know a lot of their routine. They know what they want to do. But something that, if it's not already on the agenda for that weekend, certainly should be. It's the opening just days prior to the matchup between the Tide and the Mountaineers, the grand opening on August 23rd of the beautiful new College Football Hall of Fame and Museum. It has moved from South Bend, Indiana, into the heart of the South, in Atlanta, GA, footsteps from the Georgia Dome, and the CEO of the Hall of Fame and Museum, John Stevenson, kind enough to join us now. John, good to see you. Great
good to
meet
see you.
I appreciate the time, and I know there is more than a little bit of excitement about finally cutting the ribbon and getting that thing open.
There's a lot of excitement about it. Finally articulating that date, August 23rd, which is exactly a week before the Crimson Tide play the Mountaineers. Opening on that Saturday, and hoping to see a lot of Alabama fans in Atlanta that week.
They'll have a lot to see. There's quite a bit of crimson in that Hall of Fame.
There is.
More coming, which I think is what so many of us are thrilled about. The late Derek Thomas will be a part of the newest
finally
class. Yeah, fine. Well put. glad to hear a former Georgia Bulldog make that statement, because you know we felt that way. And again, that's to me is part of what's so mind-boggling, because there are frankly a lot of people that can make arguments just like Alabama can about Derek Thomas.
Absolutely.
They're sitting there going, "Hey, what about this guy? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
he's not in." That's part of what makes a relatively new museum. And even I know this is year one. The Hall of Fame itself is not brand new, but it's still. Trying to catch up to the history of college football is not easy.
It is, and if you think about it, a lot of people have played college football. Something like 5 million people have played college football over the history. So it's almost impossible to catch up with it, because you could make a case for a lot of people, and unless you put in 50 people a year, you're not even scratching the surface. I think the National Football Foundation guys know the number better than I, but the roughly 900 players and 200 coaches that are in this Hall of Fame constitute a percentage of the people that played. So because of that, the attraction that we're building, while it is the home for the Hall of Fame, is really a big celebration of the sport. There's a lot more to this building than just the Hall of Fame. Now, that's not to diminish the importance of the Hall. It's the authenticator. It's the pinnacle experience. But the Hall exhibit, for instance, is 5,000 square feet of a 95,000 square foot building. The rest of the building is just a big celebration of the sport. So we have galleries that talk about bands and cheerleaders and mascots and great stadiums and great radio calls and traditions and tailgating. We have a 45-yard long football field in the middle of the building where kids, little kids and big kids, can go try their hand at the pass or carrying a football or kicking a field goal. So it's just this huge, great attraction that matches the quality of the other attractions that Bama fans are used to seeing in Atlanta, the World of Coca-Cola, the Georgia Aquarium, now the new Center for Civil and Human Rights. We're the final piece of the puzzle down there in the Centennial Park District, and we are, as you said, footsteps from and literally connected to the Georgia Dome.
Talking to John Stevenson, CEO of the College Football Hall of Fame and Museum. It's set to open its doors on August 23rd. Am I reading too much into this rendering, or is that basically an old leather helmet that you've got for the entrance?
I wonder what you were going to say. When people look at that rendering, they either say old leather helmet or they say football.
And so which is,
well,
it's unique architecture,
whatever you like. And the architects love it, that it's a debate, but it's about 50-50. It's whatever your eye sees, and so it's a bit abstract, but it's certainly iconic and different.
Very different indeed. Have you found a favorite spot yet? What you run through the exhibit, but come on.
No,
as a guy who's one of the few that's actually got a key to the place right now, what's your favorite so far?
Well, if I've got a key to the place, I'm going to go somewhere. I will go to our theater.
Yeah.
We have a theater. We have a 150-seat theater in there. And this is a 40-foot long by 10-foot tall ultra-high definition screen. So the UHD is the new 4K format, the curved TVs that you're seeing that is four times the resolution of HD. You don't need glasses for it, but the TVs are very expensive right now. People don't have them. We have a 40-foot long one, and we have probably more live game footage in 4K than anybody, because broadcast networks aren't filming in it, really, because the consumers don't have the TVs yet. We've been filming live games in 4K for the last 3 years at about 20 different games. It's a very cool feature, one of a kind. Can't see that kind of image on that kind of format anywhere in the world when we open. But the cool thing about that is it's also a rentable space. So you could do a presentation in there, you could watch a movie in there, or get 150 of your closest friends with your Crimson Tide Alumni Club and go watch a game in there.
All right, so we're at game weekend, day or two out, people coming in on Thursdays, let's say. What have they got to do in order to take the tour of the museum? And realistically, how much time should they block out
in order
to get the full thing? I know you could spend all day.
I would block out about two hours, about an hour and a half, 2 hours. I would go to our website, cfbhall.com, like College Football Hall,
right.
cfbhall.com. Our tickets will go on sale August 1st online. And for that weekend, for the Alabama-West Virginia game, that's going to be a busy, busy weekend in Atlanta. Particularly for college football tourists, because you're going to have some hangover also from the Boise State-Ole Miss game that happens on Thursday.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, so Boise plays Ole Miss on Thursday, and then Alabama plays 2 days later. So what you got to do is go to cfbhall.com. Today you can put your email in, and you'll be part of an advanced ticket sale on August 1st. August 1st, though, tickets go on sale, and what you'll do is buy a ticket for a particular time of day so you can plan your day out. And then show up to the facility, get your credential, walk in the door, and have a great time at a brand new, really cutting edge college football attraction that is the College Football Hall of Fame and Chick-fil-A Fan Experience, which is the official title of the building.
Sorry.
Yeah. No. you wouldn't know. I mean, Chick-fil-A is our lead sponsor, along with our other founding sponsors, which are Coca-Cola, AT&T, and Kia, and the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. But we call it that just to indicate that it is much more than a museum.
Thanks so much for the time. Look forward to seeing everybody in Atlanta, and look forward to seeing this incredible new facility.
Can't wait. Look forward to having you there.
John, thank you.
John
Stevenson, CEO, College Football Hall of Fame and Museum in Atlanta, opening August 23rd, just days before the start of the college football season. Alabama and West Virginia, make your plans to go by there.